From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. Well, this week, the student-run TV station at Arkansas State University got a visit from a usual suspect, you might say. Stephen Baldwin, the youngest of the Hollywood Baldwin brothers, appeared at the studio for an interview about his Christian charitable work and his 27th wedding anniversary, believe it or not. Ann Kendo with Arkansas Public Media has the story.
Real quick.
With days to go until her graduation, communications student Destiny Quinn was hoping to cap off her college journalism career with a Hollywood interview. Actor and director Stephen Baldwin was in town to work with some Christian charities and also to celebrate his 27th wedding anniversary, which is unusual in Hollywood, and his upcoming 51st birthday in a state he says he loves. He'd agreed to an interview about movies, politics, and life in general. Quinn was a bit nervous beforehand.
It's really exciting. I have never had the opportunity to interview somebody that is a director and an actor and a producer, and so I'm really excited about the experience.
What kinds of things do you want to ask him?
Well, I know he was here this weekend in Wynn for an event. He is an evangelist, and so I want to know what that event was like, how he has enjoyed his time in the natural state, and just honestly a little bit about his personal life as well.
Quinn is the daughter of longtime local TV anchor Diana Davis, who was in the studio hovering just a bit. As a journalist herself, she knows what it's like to have a big TV interview in the works.
It's exciting. I'm excited for her because at this age, you know, I didn't have that opportunity, so I can't wait to see how it goes.
Now, do you tell her what to do or do you let her figure it out?
When she was younger, I would give her advice. But now, I've kind of started backing off because I realize it's important for her to be her and to develop her ideas.
The interview was rescheduled once, and then Baldwin was an hour and a half late. Davis had to rush off for her newscast, and the student camera crew was getting nervous that maybe he wasn't coming. But a few minutes after he texted for some help locating the building on campus, there he was.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great. Nice to see you. Stephen Baldwin.
Destiny.
How you doing?
Good
to see you.
With the talent finally there, the interview was ready to start. Almost.
And then I'm wondering if you have a little powder.
Yes.
Because I'm an older guy. and I have to do what I can to not look so old. And then I'm just going to change my shirt.
Okay.
So, are we okay to do this in about 10 minutes?
Absolutely.
Yes.
No hurry.
Yes.
No hurry at all.
I mean, isn't that just like the Hollywood guy to show up late and go, I need 10 minutes? But I'm that busy. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's okay.
You're good?
Baldwin dusted on some of Destiny's powder before he sat under the hot TV lights, and then the interview was a go.
Hello, I'm Destiny Quinn, here today for a special interview segment with actor, director, and producer Stephen Baldwin.
After they talked about Christian movies and what it's like to be an evangelist in Hollywood, Quinn couldn't resist the opportunity to ask that one question. What does Baldwin, an unapologetic Trump supporter, think about older brother Alec's infamous impersonations of President Trump on Saturday Night Live?
I'm here to break a big scoop here, Destiny, on
Uh-oh.
Your program. Because I really believe that Alec Baldwin plays Donald Trump on SNL because he actually secretly is a Trump supporter. That's what I think.
Yes.
And I hope you'll put this in the interview because it might
absolutely
go a little viral.
Okay.
And I'm just kidding.
Thank you.
Quinn graduates this weekend from A-State and is looking forward to a career with many more such interviews.
I do. I want to be a reporter and hopefully one day an anchor.
Well, you certainly look the part of an
Thank
anchor.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.